Back here on WBAL, Brett Hollander and the Mitchell Cadre Ismail on a tag team Thursday. We're going to talk a lot of Ravens over the next few hours. Jameson Hensley will join us at 7:35, Stan White in the 8. But right now, the Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun, Jeff Zrebeck, joins us. Jeff, how are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
Doing well. Before we get into the Ravens and the Chiefs and the very clean injury report for the Ravens, I do want to ask you about tomorrow night's games, thoughts, feelings, ideas between the Orioles and the Texas Rangers.
Yeah, I don't, you know, a lot of people were clamoring to avoid the Oakland A's. I said all along I'd want to avoid the Angels.
I hear you.
And the Rangers. I don't like the matchup at all. I don't like the ballpark at all. I don't like the starting pitching matchup at all. But, you know, at the beginning of the year, there wasn't a whole lot I liked about the Orioles, and here they are with 93 wins. So what do I know?
Yeah.
They've kind of defied the odds all year, so I guess it would be foolish to count them out tomorrow night.
And, Jeff, wouldn't you say that, you know, the Orioles don't match up well with Texas? They, are, on paper, might be the most talented team. They have a ton of postseason wins. They're battle-tested. They've been through it before. But this is not a five-game set. This is not a seven-game set. This is a one-game winner-take-all scenario. I think that benefits the Orioles.
Well, yeah, it does. But also, you know, I'm not buying any stuff about momentum. Yeah, the Rangers, you know, have to pick themselves up off the mat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Choke in that lane. I mean, again, who's ever going to win is who's going to get the better starting pitching effort. And what has to concern you for an Oriole fan is Darvish not only has had a really good final month of the season, he just does not give up home runs. You know, his slugging percentage against him is really low. He doesn't give up home runs, which we all know Orioles are very reliant on. And he also can be tough the first time you see him because he's a little quirky, a little deceptive, and the Orioles haven't seen him. That's why as soon as kind of the Rangers announced that he was in line to pitch that first game, I thought the Orioles really needed to avoid him. But, you know, unfortunately for them, that's the reality of it.
Seems that one bird is going to be down in Texas. Another bird is going to be heading out to Kansas City. And moving over to the Ravens, is it a case in which the Ravens need to get off to a fast start because they have struggled on the road? Their only loss this year was against the Philadelphia Eagles, which was at Philadelphia.
Yeah, I think that's a huge key. And, you know, you might say that's a key to every road game, but, you know, there's not a whole lot of home fans are too happy with the Kansas City Chiefs right now. They've been getting booed. There's been calls for their GM, their head coach, their quarterback to lose their jobs. You know, so you don't want to give them any reason to kind of feel good about things. Their crowd, as everyone's talked about all week, can be one of the loudest in the NFL. But, you know, so you want to take that out early. You kind of want to, you know, to turn the crowd's attention to, you know, the home team and them not doing things well and getting down on them, because that's already kind of you know, there's already some issues there, and that's been a lot of talk this week. And, you know, there's a lot of talk that Brady Quinn might be coming in pretty soon if Matt Castle has a bad start. So I think if you're the Ravens, it is really key getting off to a big start and taking the crowd out of the game.
One of the things I think for Dean Pease and his defense, taking over as the defensive coordinator for the Ravens, has been giving up the big play. And we look at a team that, while they've been struggling against teams, they certainly have had their share of big plays. Where do you see this as far as for the Ravens, a potential hot spot, if you will, as far as their offense versus this Ravens defense?
Yeah, I think, you know, if there's a danger area, you know, the Chiefs, you know, for 1-3, people talk about, you know, some of their issues, but they do have the fourth-ranked offense in all of football and the number one-ranked rushing offense. You know, I think there's a statistical adjustment last night that elevated them to number one in rushing. Either way, they have some really good offensive personnel, and that has to be the concern. The problem with the Chiefs, and I'm sure it's a popular topic, you know, knowing Mills this week, is just turning them over. They have the 13 turnover differential, minus 13. I think only two teams in the history of the NFL have had worse through the first four games of the season. So pretty much the Chiefs have nullified all the positive things they've done, which has included Jamaal Charles being one of the top rushers and Dwayne Bowe being, you know, having a great start to the season at receiver. All that stuff's been nullified because Matt Castle's turning the ball over too much. You know, between the interceptions and the fumbles, he's responsible for 10 turnovers by himself. So I think that that's what the Ravens are going to have to do. They're going to have to force some turnovers. I think the Chiefs will get some yards because they have the big play potential. So I think the Ravens will give up some plays. But Dean Pease was talking today is, look, you know, yeah, we don't like to be giving up as many yards as we've been giving up. The things we really care about are how many points we're giving up, how we're doing in the red zone and kind of getting to the, you know, causing turnovers. So I think those are going to be key again this week.
Jeff Zarebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun with us here on BAL. And Jeff, when you look at the Ravens injury report out today, this is Thursday in the week. I don't think you can see going to a week five game a cleaner injury report than what the Ravens have today.
No, someone was making the case today, you know, and I'm sure there's a lot of Ravens fans who are knocking on wood as I'm saying this, but someone's making the case today that the Ravens are the healthiest team, might be the healthiest team in the NFL. But, you know, a Raven fan, I'll say, yeah, but you didn't lose the, you know, the NFL Defensive Player of the Year.
Right.
You know, before the season. So, yeah, there's that. But I don't think anybody this week, unless there's some setback in the next 36 hours, I don't think there's anybody that's going to be held back and inactive before health reasons. I mean, they're good to go. Ja Reed's the only one that's a limited participant. I'm not even sure if Ja Reed was 100% healthy if he'd be active anyway. So they're in really good shape there. They're really fresh after not having to, having the weekend off, so to speak, because they played on Thursday night. So that's not going to be an issue this week. They're in a really good situation health-wise, and, they're going to need to be going forward.
Jeff, we obviously saw what happened last year in a couple of road games against lesser foe. Let's just put it that way. Not so much Tennessee, but certainly Jacksonville and Seattle and those eggs laid on the road. Does this one have any of those same measures when you look at what Kansas City brings? You mentioned Jamaal Charles. I mean, he's an equalizer. I don't care what anyone says. This guy's averaging almost 6 yards per carry.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could find some common elements, but that's been a common theme this week. But the one thing I would say is I don't know that the Ravens offense has played with this much confidence and has as good as personnel as they've had. That Jacksonville game last year, that was almost impossible to watch. I don't care, even for a Jacksonville fan, it was tough to watch. That game was just terrible. Their offense played terrible. Joe Flacco on the offense, I'm sure there'll still be some periods of inconsistency like there was in the second half of Philly, but that was against a really good defense. But I just don't see them resorting to just completely laying an egg like they did a couple times last year offensively. I'm not saying they're going to finish as they're ranked number two overall in offense now. I'm not saying they're going to finish there, but I think they're beyond just the total laying the egg stage. So I think that's where you could kind of contrast a little with their efforts last year, because last year there was a couple of those games where their offense couldn't even get a first down barely through the first half, and they just had nothing going the whole game, and then when they moved the ball a little, they turned the ball over. I just don't see that happening to them. I'm not saying they're definitely going to win this game, but I don't see them losing because of their offense just doesn't show up.
Jeff Zarebeck, Ravens beat writer for the Baltimore Sun. Jeff, enjoy the game tomorrow night wherever you're watching, and safe travels to KC.
I appreciate it, guys. Have fun.
That's Jeff Zarebeck, and we're back with more next here on WBAL.